morning. Today is Monday, June the 26th. Joining us this morning, Mr. Arkley.
Good morning, sir. Brian. How are you?
Good, good. Did you bring your own quote, or do I have to cover for you today?
I did not bring my quote today. I am without a quote, and I apologize.
No need. I got one here. William James. The greatest enemy of any one of our truths may be the rest of our truths.
Boy, that's cynical.
Yeah.
Golly.
You know, half the year is almost done. It's time to be a little cynical here.
Well,
this is going way too fast.
I'm going to just get you a little sad. We're now sliding down into winter.
Yeah, the whole solstice thing.
It's over.
Yeah, it's maybe time to spend some time in Portland.
Yeah.
Get the late sunset going again.
Yeah. Readjust your eyes.
Oh, geez.
Has this been a beautiful summer here?
Yeah. Yeah, we had it. I guess today we don't, but we will in the next little bit. Yeah. It's intriguing.
It's great.
The weather stuff that's going on. I want to ask you a little bit about infrastructure. You know, you've been really bullish the last couple of months about the general climate throughout the country. We have our challenges here. I'm talking to folks trying to say, if quality of life matters,
and it does,
why not Humboldt County? And infrastructure is the common thing, whether it's not having the robust, redundant internet capabilities, dependable roads, enough air flights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That seems to be the thing that is focused on, because we got enough property. I mean, the old mill sites all over the place would be great campuses for lots of folks if they were going to expand and quality of life really happened and was the determinant for them when they expanded or relocated. What do you see as somebody who's out of the area often, but in the area also? What is the status of our infrastructure? Is it pro-business or anti-business?
Well, I think the bureaucracy, by definition, is anti-business. I mean, the processes California puts in front of any project that is, be it a building, be it infrastructure, whatever, it's difficult. But, I mean, I really, you've done a great job of heightening everybody's awareness on the last chance grade, and I really do think that's a project that will happen. There's more happening there back in D.C., from what I understand, than meets the eye. So I think everyone should take great comfort and redouble their efforts towards advocating that. But our infrastructure's here. Wall Street Journal had an article today, and I can't remember the last time I blogged on the Wall Street Journal. And it was talking about how small cities are shrinking. And a bunch of us piped in, no, they're not. People are getting tired of the big cities, and in actuality, small cities like ours are growing, and that's where the future is. Great place to raise family, the infrastructure of future generations.
Great point of departure for a commercial break.
All right.
KINS, News and Information Time, is 8:19. We'll be back with more from Rob.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, you were talking a little bit about fatiguing small cities. A little bit more words to that about why you think not for our area.
I don't think small cities are headed anywhere but up. I think kids are getting that housing in the cities is too expensive. Raising kids in the city, finding schools. I genuinely think our rural plus time has come. And I don't think this generation wants to live off the grid in some, they like the neighborhood, they like the whole concept of it. So I'm pretty optimistic about where we are and where we've, where we're heading. Have you driven in the Bay Area lately?
Oh, I mean, there's reasons why we still are here too. I mean, it's, but it, I guess we're a little flavored with the marijuana industry and the attention it's been getting and the development and the discussion and all the attention to think that that's what is happening around us exclusively. Not the case?
No. I think marijuana in its current form is gone in 5 years. I just can't foresee that it stays. But
what does it leave behind? That's the concern.
I don't think I care. We are just, we'll deal with the consequences when we get there. But what we do have are these brilliant kids and their families that want to live here. I've been shocked pleasantly at how great, you know, we've added 40 positions at Security National. We're down to only 30 from our all-time high, and we may fill that up by the end of the year. We're kind of nervous. And so the quality of the kids we're getting are just spectacular. We're really happy.
Are they able to find living accommodations? Because I know that's always one of the challenges.
If they want apartments, no. Eureka is really a tight apartment market. If they want to own homes, there are homes to be had. They seem to be in McKinleyville and in Fortuna. They most certainly, Cutting, for whatever reason, I don't know whether it's just not being developed or what the happenstance is, does not seem to be where they're going. I can't tell you why, and I should ask him.
Yeah, well, it's probably available stock. I mean, it's kind of the normal.
Well, there's
right?
No housing coming on there from what I can tell. I would encourage the county to stop building apartments. We do need real opportunities for home ownership, even though there's a demand for apartments. Let's not, an ownership society creates a more stable society.
Yeah, it's a different dynamic.
Yeah, sure it is.
Yeah. What do you think we're going to see in the next couple of years? Let's say the next election cycle, the next 18 months or so. Do you think that Humboldt County, the North Coast, is going to see demonstrable change? And I guess for most of us, we believe it when we see it kind of thing. Yeah, because there have been so many stories in the past. Are we going to see construction? Are we going to see new storefront? Yeah, I want to get into the Amazon thing with retail in the second half of the show.
Okay.
But are we going to see more of what we have historically thought of as being in our area? Are we going to see that, or are we going to see more demise and going even more into the internet and more empty retail space? Well, or conversion of retail space?
Part of the problem is, Brian, is we have really inferior retail space in Old Town. That's, the landlords haven't kept it up, and you know, it's just not high quality space that is conducive to retail.
Is that just throwing some money at it and freshening things up, or is it a structural thing or lack of market demand?
I think it's all of the above. You see some great buildings and businesses like the Co-op, like the Irish Shop. Those are top quality things. And you see some restaurants that are good. But right now, the retailers there are more like, you know, they just, I don't know what they're doing with their businesses. The Linen Closet's a wonderful store, but for the most part, they're just fairly mediocre retail?
Because we don't get out of Dodge too often, or have the dynamics of retail changed so much and we're just doing what we used to do?
I don't know. I don't think that some of these businesses really do much. I mean, a used bookstore. Well, yeah, maybe they do. Well, I don't know, but it's not something I go to. It's not something most people go to, from what I can tell. We just have Old Town is lacking a couple of businesses right now. And will they come?
Rob's Magic Pixie Dust.
Yeah, that's the
Who's missing?
Who's missing?
Or what type would you like? If you had two types of businesses you drop in there that would jumpstart, what would they be?
I'd love to see some type of retail, small quality clothing.
Okay.
That would be, you know, that would be helpful and complementary to what's there. I would love to see a Restoration Hardware concept store again. You know, they started here, but they were really a plus when they were here.
It's 8:30.
As a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, what do you think about Amazon moving into more aggressively into the retail sector? I mean, Whole Foods, okay.
I think Amazon's a great model. They break all their physical retailers' businesses, and then they go into a physical retail business themselves.
Do you see an Ma Bell scenario playing out here?
And I do not.
Why would they be immune
to Ma Bell?
Any big outfit, you know, there's just so much money, right? And that was a concern, was the undue influence as well as market domination.
Well, I don't think you need Amazon per se, whereas you needed Ma Bell per se. That's my reaction. I don't think it's a monopolistic business that they're doing.
They broadened out enough?
I think they're pretty broad, Bri. They're in a lot of things, and stopping them, right now, they're going to automate the world. Now, whether that's good for employees, I mean, historically, when you lose jobs to automation, more jobs are created. Whether that's going to be the case with artificial intelligence, it's not clear to me that that will be the end result.
Yeah, that's a whole different, the whole AI thing is a little bizarre.
Well, that's where Amazon's headed. So I just don't see think they end up anyplace else.
Do they? It's intriguing for me to see how they are getting back into what they really walked away from. You know, they were the anti-retailer, right?
Absolutely.
And now they're moving into retail, storefronts.
You nailed it.
And it's like, okay, so what are they seeing that others haven't?
Well, first of all, they wanted to do groceries. Groceries are a great, great niche to be in. They're going to go into apparel. I think they're just broadening what they're doing.
just, which is, I guess, on one side, is pretty astute.
It's brilliant.
The other side says, yeah, but now you're losing the focus of what you are. And
what's staggering to me is how much these bigger businesses, the what do you call them, the fangs, be it Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google, they do so much more than most of us identify, and they are so big and so broad. They are truly awesome right now.
To the point of being concerning?
Well, if we think we have privacy, I think we should all
step back a little.
Step back. And we don't have privacy. That's gone.
Right.
Do we think that they are so big that they're stifling competition? You know, look, oligopolies, and they all do different things. They really aren't competing head-on-head like everyone thinks. They're driving change. It's just that simple. It's pretty exciting in a lot of ways. I think, you know, what's going to be weird is when we have 5 million truck drivers without jobs, because they will artificially, they'll figure out how to artificially drive
the drone
trucks and things like that. So we're going through a dramatic change.
Any idea? Are any of your buds that do this kind of thing looking out, projecting out, and seeing what's out there? And are they speculating any potential what this might mean?
You mean what the future looks like?
Yeah. Where are we in 5 or 6 years down the road after, let's say, Whole Foods, and they expand into whatever it is, and some of the other opportunities that may be out there, and with, you know, so much of the information being sold on secondary and tertiary markets about your consumer buying patterns, mine, everybody else's, to come up with what does this thing look like down the road?
Well, hopefully government looks different, because it needs to be different. I think banks are so far behind the curve, they're just going to get systematically...
Brick and mortar or capital access?
Well, I think capital access is going to come over the internet. I just don't see these brick and mortar banks. And it's going to come from the hedge funds, and it's going to be very binary. You'll have very cheap financing through the internet banks, fix the box, something like what a Quicken does only for business loans, does for home loans, you'll have for business loans, and then you'll have the more expensive FinCos through the Wall Street-ish hedge funds, that sort of thing.
Do the regulators?
Yeah, it's
are they able to?
That's going to be interesting how they regulate it. It's we tend to under-regulate until there's an event, then we over-regulate. So who knows where we're headed there? But it's kind of exciting.
So you're seeing a lot of change in the next 10 years.
More so than anybody understands.
And should that be cause for being optimistic or a cause for concern with so much change?
Well, I like change. I embrace it. I think it's exciting. And if you're going to be, who are the people who didn't want to go from the agrarian society to the manufacturing, the Luddites?
Yeah.
And we're going to have that in technology too. And so does it make us more vulnerable? Sure. I mean, I hope North Korea doesn't have an electronic magnetic pulse, something like that. But look, we are a great society and we will adapt. On that, you can bet.
KINS, News and Information Times 842. We'll be back with more from Rob Arkley.
Wow. What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time is 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, if Amazon leads the way, they tend to cut a pretty wide trail. Who's following?
That's a great question because it's not clear to me at this point who can meaningfully compete. I can tell you who's trembling is Walmart. And whoever thought Walmart would be really boxed in, but I think Walmart's gonna face the fight of their lives.
Now, Walmart hasn't truly transitioned into a digital platform, have
has
they?
Not. Has so not. And it definitely hasn't transitioned into an AI platform.
So, are they different consumer bases? I mean, when I think of those two profiles, I tend to think of two completely different lifestyles.
Heretofore, that's been right, but I think Amazon is coming at them if a train in a tunnel, and here we come, and that light is getting big.
Is the Walton family one that can react?
I don't think Walton family is relevant because I don't think any of them meaningfully work in the business. Can Walmart react? I think Walmart is going to get out of the urban and stay in their suburban roots. That's what I would think.
And that was the initial model, wasn't it?
That was their initial model. And so I think that's where they're headed, but I'm not sure. It just isn't clear to me how far drones can go and how far AI can go.
Where does a Costco fit in?
Or Costco,
the big box?
Well, I think every retailer is going to get clipped. Costco has a really affluent baseline consumer, and they are the type of consumer to me that if you can drone this to me rather than have me walk through the store, they'll do it. And so I think Costco's threat.
Of course, the 10-pound box of ketchup.
Yeah.
Might be a little difficult for that drone.
Well, you just don't know. We don't know how big these drones are going to get. For all we know, they may be solar-powered jets.
Yeah, they can have little cranes and just drop things.
Yeah, not far. And or smart drones or whatever, drop them like a bond, a bomb. But I think it's all getting shaken up, and we're living through a great transition. It creates opportunities for areas like us where we have cheap housing and a great place to live because kids are going to get sick of the cities. The cities are really turning into cesspools. It is amazing to me how awful they are.
So by personality and by location, you're pretty bullish on the future.
I am.
Here.
I am.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, buddy.
Go Bull. See everybody tomorrow.